Thank you, Grandview Christian Regeneration and Hope Song. Laura Pearson, thank you as well for reaching out to us, myself and Matt, and really giving us the opportunity to hear from you guys. And so thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause once more. Psalm 100, verse 1, tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth. And that's just what we heard. That's just what we've sung. I do a Bible study with a group of guys on Monday night. And recently, one of the guys asked me a question because we would go through different verses and oftentimes I would come to the book of Psalms. And he asked me a question. He's a fairly new believer. And he said, why are there so many Psalms? Good question. By the way, if you don't know, there are 150 Psalms. It's the largest book in our Bibles. And I'll get to the answer here in a little bit, but Psalms are songs. That's actually what the Hebrew translation of the word psalm is. It's song. They are written poems put to music by the likes of David and Moses and Solomon and others. They were written so that they might be put to music so that the people could not only worship publicly together, but that they could also sing these privately. We know that in our New Testament that the churches would also sing psalms, other hymns and spiritual songs. We read it in the church in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 5. Read with me this. It says, Paul writes to the church, to Timothy, he says, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in songs, psalms, and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. There is a good reason that our Bibles have psalms. Why we should sing hymns and spiritual songs on Sunday mornings, but also throughout the day or throughout the week. So here's my answer to Zach from our Bible study. Why should we sing? Why should we sing unto the Lord hymns and psalms and spiritual songs? Well, the first thing that I want to bring up, and again, this is just me speaking, but I thought it was an interesting way to speak to us this morning. But the first thing that I thought of is this. Songs are easier to memorize scripture, aren't they? You know, I love that Hope Song when they sang, and Regeneration as well. If you know your Bibles, you wouldn't know it, but you were singing verses. Very often you were singing verses that are in your Bible. I love that. When I first got saved, when Jesus saved me, I started to listen to Christian music. And I would sing to myself. And then later on, I would read my Bible and I would read the verse that I was singing. And I thought, wait a second, I know Bible verses. To a follower of Christ, may we never be amazed at what we sing to the Lord. At my house, when all the kids are at home, we play a game called Name That Tune. You ever played it? Well, Laura and I like it when we start with the music of the 80s. Those who don't know me, I didn't trust the Lord as my Savior until I was 26. So there is a lot of 70s and 80s music in my brain. My wife's as well. Well, let me tell you, the amount of space that I have in my brain, unfortunately, has memorized a lot of those songs. So when we play those songs, those tunes start from the 80s. We are the first ones to get them, and we get ahead before we get to the 2000s. You know what I mean, don't you? That these songs are easy to remember? Let me test you. Don't worry. It's the eye of the tiger. Matt, you know, I mean, geez. By God's grace, God saved me. And he introduced me to hymns. He introduced me to psalms. He introduced me to spiritual songs that I never understood, let alone memorized, like the 70s and 80s music. But now God's word was coming alive through music. And I was able to memorize scripture because music makes it easy for us. I'm thankful for those songs. I'm thankful for the songs that we sing here every Sunday that Matt leads us. If you were to do some homework, and there are some in this church, I know Pastor Todd, and I so respect this, but he'll go through every lyric of every song and see how it points back to the cross and the gospel and the Bible. We should all do that. We might memorize some scripture. The second thing that I also see on why God has us sing songs is it also helps us to learn theology. It actually helps us to deepen our theology and our honesty with God. Believe it or not, when you sing hymns and spiritual songs and psalms themselves, you become a theologian. You read and sing about the sovereignty of God. That's a big theological term. Psalm 103, verse 19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." This would be something that the Israelites would sing. And we read this as well. We learn great theological lessons about trusting God. We learn about the relationship between God and humans. We learn about God's promises. Such good, rich, theological truths are in the songs that we sing. And it teaches us how to worship God. You learn when you sing. Maybe some of you aren't comfortable singing in a group of people, but whether you're singing in your car or singing in the shower, you learn through song that you can be honest with God. I love Psalm 13, one of my favorite psalms, on the honesty of David. But let me just read this song and listen to the honesty that David has with his Lord and Savior. He says, "How long, O Lord?" You ever said that to God? You can be honest like David. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my own soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God, light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken." But listen to the transition. "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. God is not distant. He wants your honesty. He already knows, by the way. So we learn from singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that we can verbalize our very struggles. Why, God? But I trust you. And other songs that we can sing. The songs we sing often reach us right where we're at. Isn't that true? I used to think that was true before I was a believer. When I was trying to date a girl and she would say no all the time. And some 80s hit song came on. Now so much better. I have God's word through song speaking into my life. Why sing? Why sing hymns and psalms and spiritual songs? Not only because we can learn and memorize scripture, not only to deepen our theology and who God is and who we are, and that we can be honest with God through a personal relationship. I would say this, number three, is the most important. You learn about Jesus. You learn about Jesus and your need to be saved through the gospel. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus took a few men after his resurrection and said this, and it's recorded in Luke chapter 24. It says this: was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted to them in all of the scriptures, including the Psalms, the things concerning himself. Did you know that the Psalms themselves, the songs that the Israelites would sing, that as new Christians or as the church was being started in Acts, and they would go through Ephesus and all these churches, they would sing the Psalms. Why? Because it pointed them to Jesus. There were over 200 prophecies that are fulfilled in the Psalms regarding the Messiah, Jesus Christ. It's no wonder the church would sing Psalms. Psalms show us not only the redemptive role of the Messiah, but they also described his resurrection and his ascension. Each of the Psalms points us to this long-awaited king, and his name is Jesus. The Psalms specifically points to the Messiah. That's why we sing. We sing songs about Jesus because it teaches the world who to look for. If someone came into this room and didn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they heard about him in song. Philippians chapter 2 tells us why this is so important, that Jesus is the center of our worship this morning, both in song and in the preaching of his word. Paul writes, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We sing about Jesus because he is our only hope. He is the only hope for a nation, for a world, for your sons, for your daughters, for you grandpas, for you grandmas, you aunts, you uncles, whoever you are, you need Jesus. And we will never stop singing about him. We ought to sing about him. Just the other day, I met with a young guy, and I got the opportunity to share with him the hope of Jesus Christ. He needed to know that he could be forgiven of his sin, and by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, his resurrection, he could have hope. Not that his circumstances would change, but that his eternal destiny would. This young man on Monday morning trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And we sing, along with the angels, of one sinner who repents and turns to him. In tears, that young man trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and so we will sing about him. With the hopes that maybe some of you here today need to be introduced to him as well. Has God moved through song? Has God moved through song this morning to your heart? I pray that today would be the day of your salvation. So why do we sing? We sing because I think it helps us to memorize Scripture. We sing because it deepens the theological truths of who God is and the truth that we can be honest with God and his desire to have a relationship with us. And then finally, as I said, we learn about Jesus. He is our only hope. So HPC, long after Grandview Christian leaves this church, which I thank God you came, and next year, by God's grace, we'll invite you to our new building, and you can sing without a setup crew. No, we'll still have a setup crew. But HPC, church, as the psalmist says, as David said in Psalm 100, verse 1, we as a church will continue to make a joyful noise unto the Lord each and every Sunday, because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be worshiped. He is worthy to tell people about so that they too can sing more than 70s and 80s music. They can sing about a Savior who died for them. We will make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for he is worth it. Let's pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that I got a reminder once again how important it is to sing. And though people like me that don't sing very well, that doesn't matter, because you know our heart. God, you desire for us to make noise. I pray that this would be a reminder to all of us of the importance of song. Thank you again for the fresh reminder in the truths of the words we sing of our need for you, Jesus. Thank you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray, and all God's people said, amen.